You know what, cream? You want chocolate? It's I have an ice cream sandwich.
It's like living with my sister.
You want ice cream sandwich?
Nope.
I only ate eight of them.
No, I'm going to go up that before you step on it.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. It's J2K Podcast with 14 different conversations at once, and I'm Jeff.
I'm Christine.
I'm Justin. We're eating Oreos and
Kareen.
Old black teeth over there.
Kareen has Oreo teeth. I had a friend back home with Oreo teeth. It always every time he smiled, it looked like he was eating Oreos.
A mouthful of candy corn.
Yeah. He just had those black spots all over his teeth.
Or he really liked Oreos.
Did he have a job with insurance?
No.
Okay. Then that's okay. I knew a girl that was a pharmacy tech.
Oh no.
That had a tooth with a hole in it. Black hole. And she never got it fixed. Years! She had insurance.
Well, A, it still costs money, and B, it probably, she was worried it was going to be painful. I don't know.
Don't co-sign her bullshit.
I don't condone poor dental care. You're born with, well, not really born with one set, but the set after you get, after your baby, is the only one you get. And then you got nothing.
Also, you know, being a pharmacist, you know, she, if she did something else, it might be a little bit more acceptable. But that's like...
What job is it acceptable?
Like, can I help you? Do you have any questions about your drugs?
Do you want me to run, this pill through the hole in my tooth before I put it in your bottle?
Let me floss the center
of
my tooth.
I'm just trying to think of a scenario where it will be okay to have a big hole in your
tooth.
Yeah,
journey to the center of her tooth.
That's like going to a gym and asking for a personal trainer and an obese person comes out.
Exactly.
Nobody laughed at my joke. Journey to the center of her tooth. Thank you.
I was still thinking, what would be acceptable?
I liked your question, though. What would be an acceptable profession to have a hole in your tooth?
Auto mechanic.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Janitor.
Any janitor.
Yep.
Landscaper.
They're not running a kissing booth, I'll tell you that.
Not a kissing
booth. Not in the boiler room or not.
Not in the boiler room.
That's where the black magic happens and the people get kidnapped too.
Mm-hmm. What about an accountant?
Yeah, no.
I don't know. They don't ever smile. They're never face to face with anybody.
Well, I think they are. But, like, I've never had to use
I don't really know what accountants do. In my mind, they sit behind, like, they look at spreadsheets and, like, 10 key all day long.
Yeah, I've never worked with an accountant before.
With a calculator. A scientific one.
I sure would like to be able to have an accountant. That'd be awesome.
Well, the HR Block Lady count? Because I had somebody at HR Block.
Maybe.
Hey, you guys, speaking of dental hygiene... This podcast is brought to you by...
Uh-oh.
Colgate, Wisp, Max Fresh. Have you guys ever
heard
of these things?
They're like
the go-to
toothbrushes. They're
they
great.
Are the best things ever.
Yeah.
So if you are looking into some dental hygiene, something, a new regimen...
So it's a piece of plastic that you use once and throw away?
No, actually, you can reuse it.
What?
If you want to.
Would you look at that?
Would you like one?
No, I'm good. I'll probably just brush my teeth.
Just buzzed.
It looks. I just buzzed.
Okay.
These Colgate Max Fresh things, they look like an actual toothpaste.
Yeah.
Just gave birth to a an alien baby.
You mean a toothbrush?
A toothbrush.
Yeah, it's got like a little circle that has a pop of toothpaste in it. So
I like
how
it's a little pick thing on the bottom too.
Bite on it, and the other end's got a pick.
Yeah. I like this.
Yeah. You can have it. You should stick it in your coat pocket, and that way. You need to freshen up
I can
later.
Brush with my linty brush.
Yeah.
Yeah, just in case the night goes well, you know.
Yeah.
So
save it for fresh breath.
Yeah, you can stick it back in there and pick that pube out of your teeth with the picker.
Confession time. I'm a thief.
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
Yes.
All right, we're going to get the story.
I know.
I stole something from Jeff and Christine. It was about, I'm going to say... 2 months ago.
Oh!
I've been doing the podcast for some time yet.
Since August.
And way out of the door. I didn't think about it until after I had their front door shut. I look outside and there's a succulent plant. And I took a leaf off of it.
Oh, jeez.
Is it growing?
And it's growing.
Oh! Yes. You have me thinking.
Did you take the long one that was sticking up?
When I got here,
No?
It's a little round one with fat leaves.
That isn't stealing.
Yeah, that's not
so.
Yeah, that's not stealing.
So my youngest and I, it was his birthday yesterday, and he wanted to stay at dad's house. So when we got to my house, we replanted that that it's growing. And we went and bought its own pot.
Aww.
And replanted it.
Sir, that is horticulture, not
I would never
stealing.
Consider
hey, you watch your mouth.
I am like in here looking at all my things, trying to figure out what's missing.
Is it a bread box?
Yeah, I told Christine when I got over here that I'd stolen something from her, and I apologized. And she was like, what is it?
Yeah.
It, okay.
Is that where the dollar on the fridge went?
How big is it?
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Is it a spoon?
Because that was missing. We assumed it was his son.
Oh, really? Was not me.
Yeah, we have this. Have we talked about this on the podcast?
Yes.
It was before you made it to the studio.
Yeah. We have this dollar. It's like this running bet. Like whoever is right is the current holder of the dollar.
Okay.
But it stays on the fridge.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the dollar went missing. It's
$1.
So whose hand was it in? Like, who was in control?
I don't even know. We haven't bet. We haven't done that bet in a while. Like,
when
it
I went
was,
missing, were you
well,
like,
when
so
the
who's
do-
the ultimate
the dollar,
winner then?
The dollar went missing. It was Christine's dollar.
Did I win for, like,
I
bowling
think
or something?
It was mine after that, and I think that's it.
Yeah. We haven't
but a lot of times,
yet.
She'll contest everything.
Yeah.
She'll be like, nah, I don't know. I think we should look it up.
I'm a person about facts.
Yo.
I'm in research by nature.
So
I gotta look it up.
Today, I was perusing the interwebs, and I have a thing I want to talk about later, but I came across this video, and I've watched a couple of these before, but have you guys heard of the dark web?
Yes.
Of course. Yes.
I don't really know exactly what it is, except for it's like something separate than the regular web, and it's like underworld shit or some... But these people order fucking mystery boxes from the dark web, and then they film themselves opening them. And I've watched a few, and it's weird shit. And so whoever sends it, like, is either sending them fucking crime scene shit or, like, making up something fucking weird. Like, this one today, there was, like, a Ziploc baggie with... a pair of girls' shoes in it with initials on the back of one of the shoes. A fucking surgical kit with like scalpels and hemostats and a tray, surgical tray, and a heart-shaped little curio box tied up with like a whole thing of jute twine, like, I mean, a million wraps, and it had a bunch of human teeth in it.
Oh my god.
Like, have you ever seen anything like that?
I have never.
It's crazy. I would like...
Like, so, I don't get it. They just... I don't know if I understand why they're ordering mystery boxes. Like, it's supposed to be a game?
Yeah, like, what's the, Saw? Like, that kind of game.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've heard of ordering boxes, like Birchbox, where you get, like... cool makeup samples.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Not a box of teeth.
Let's go back to the beginning of what I said.
Yeah.
Dark web.
That's so weird.
It's not the light web. It's the dark web.
So I started this documentary last night, and you guys maybe have seen it pop up on like movies you might like. Don't Fuck With Cats.
Yeah.
Have you?
Oh, my friend.
I have heard of
it.
Okay. I started it last night, and then my coworkers are like, I can't watch that.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but the premise is... there is a video of a teenager hurting an animal.
I know the whole story.
Don't tell me because I just started it.
And they try and figure out...
Well,
like,
it's a real story.
You
know, I know
it
is.
Really
they started figuring out...
They have no idea where he's from or what his name is. Or
they
just like...
He's, yeah.
And
like,
then he turns out to
they
be
look
like a serial
all over
killer.
The world for him.
Yeah.
Oh.
But that's all I know. That's the dark webs, killing kittens and stuff.
The dark webs.
No, that's not the dark web.
The dark web.
It was on live feed, which is the
yes,
light web.
It was. You're right. Yeah, that was. Yeah.
How do you even get
But there's
out
a lot of stuff like that.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't
talk to a guy named
type
Carl.
Dark web and Google, and then you're there.
Well,
you
can
like hack into
you
it.
You can just open up your iPhone and open up Safari and go to that private screen.
Dark
what?
Web.
When you open up a
private
so
screen.
There's,
a new tab.
Oh, that's private web. That's private web, not dark web.
I know, I'm just kidding.
So
that's
there,
where you watch your porn cream.
So
yeah, I was like, oh, I actually have things open on this. What is it? Airline tickets.
Oh,
I didn't even know there was a private.
Yeah, then they can't like, what, track your cookies?
So like,
I know
web,
nothing
like
about
somebody
bots
opens up your phone and it's like, oh, what have they been
just,
looking at?
Like,
speaking of tracking your cookies, I ate all of your fucking Oreos. How about that for tracking cookies? Should have used the private ottoman.
I got my two out of there.
I know. There
so,
wasn't any left.
The dark webs and that entire thing that you just said, Jeff, about the little girl shoes and stuff. There's a band called The Paper Chase. And The Paper Chase, every album is about a different... And I might be wrong. Every album I've listened to is about a different serial killer. And the in the, like, each song, they give clues to where the bodies are hidden.
What?
Like, you go up one north, one south, behind the shed, we're there, we're waiting.
Oh my god.
What's
it called?
The Paper Chase. And it's three guys, the lead singer, I believe, and this I might be wrong in this, but I think the lead singer is a music tech, like, in a production studio, and he's produced songs for, like, Whitney Houston, and, like...
What bodies?
What?
What do you mean?
Did
what?
The band kill
Dead,
body?
They're all ominous songs, like, not the band. Not
oh.
the band, but each...
Well, I know, but you just said clues where the bodies are at.
Yeah.
Like, real cases where they dug up a body...
I think they're fictitious albums about
okay.
serial killers.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And each album is like a look into the mind of that serial killer.
Got it.
And the lyrics are they could be either love songs or they could be like serial killer. Like the phrases could mean two things. Like I did a terrible thing when I monkey wrenched your circuitry, and. I don't know. Creepy stuff.
Uh-huh.
Super creepy albums, but...
Yeah, here's one album. It's called Someday This Could All Be Yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the mystery
now
box
you are
is
one
on
of
the
us.
Dark web.
Hide the kitchen knives.
Like, one of them I saw, there was, like, a dead animal in a bag. You know, they open the box, and they're like, oh, fuck, it stinks. And they're digging through, and there's, like, a dirty old backpack with initials on it, and then there's, like, a dead animal, and there's... Like,
whoa.
Hard drives that have videos on them of what looks like stuff, blood and body parts falling onto a table or something.
Oh, wow. I'm reading some of the titles of their songs.
Here, look. You can buy it.
Yeah.
So Dark Web Mystery Box, $75.
Wait until I get my hands on you.
Oh, it's in the light web now?
Yeah.
So
we know where you sleep.
Yeah.
Which... That led me to thinking about, like, if you guys are willing to, what is a guilty pleasure of yours that you really don't want to talk about?
Oh, I watched The Bachelor.
I?
That doesn't count.
It's awful. It's so awful.
That doesn't count.
I just, like, one notch down now.
Does that on national podcasts.
Are we talking about a kink here? Or like,
no, like, I'll go first so you can get an idea
okay.
of what I'm talking about. Like, a guilty pleasure is I watch, like, what are the doctors, like, the pimple popper doctor?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not her, but other ones, they fucking pop blackheads.
Yeah.
It is a fucking guilty pleasure of mine. I don't know why, but
that's
it's,
like,
up
it.
Close, and
yeah.
it's fucking, like, Q-tips or a little pokey thing, and they fucking explodes and I'm just like
it.
I can watch that for hours.
I love peeling sunburned skin, like, and I like to pull it, like, you know, when it starts to peel
yeah.
and see how long I can get it without breaking the skin, you know what I mean, like, look at that huge piece. So
like
gross.
Gold member,
that's awesome.
So like if somebody I know, like if you have like a sunburn on your back, I'm like, let me peel it.
My sister did the same thing when I had, so she loves to pop zits, my sister does, and I can remember her peeking into my room when I was quarantined in my room with a chicken pox. Like, peeking in my room like, hey, brother.
Mind if I come pop your pox?
Are you doing okay? I'm like, yeah, sissy. I was like a little kid. She's like, let me pop one. Let me just pop one of them. I'm like, get out of here. No.
Like, I was like, what a scar.
Yuck. Yeah, that's what my parents told me. Like, don't itch them. Do not touch those. You're going to get a scar. And then my sister's like, let me just pop one of them. Just one. Get out of here.
Hey, brother.
Let me pop one.
Let me pop
she
one.
She turned into the Exorcist.
Yeah, I know she did. So, my sister always has had, like, an obsession with picking scabs.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And we were 16 months apart, and she would beg me to, like, can I please? How can you not pick that? Can I please just pick it?
Ugh. Yeah. Mine is, this isn't really an obsession, or, like, guilty pleasure.
I said guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Guilty pleasure. So, I have been known to I have extra long hair. Body hair. It is disgustingly long.
Like
I could
chest hair?
I could braid my nipple hair. It's gross. But my nose hair I have to trim it. Or it will like grow outside of my nose and tickle my lips. I'll be driving down the road and I've had people tell me in the car that they can like I can hear you pulling them out. Like, you can hear, like, or little, like me pulling the nose hairs out.
You need to do his waxing, or you do, like, where he waxes his nose.
Yeah, I get my nose hairs waxed.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought about that, but.
Oh, it's fucking wonderful.
I don't know if I can do the waxing.
I would just scream.
Why? I mean, did your eyes must
she just score. She just gets in there, moves the wax around. And then squishes it down, and then lets it sit there, and then she goes, BAM! And it's fucking
like,
out. And
are you ready? Bared out.
Is it the same as just pulling one out? Except
no, it's not like pulling the hair out of your nose at all. It doesn't feel like that at all. Like, I could pull one hair out, and then I'm like, sneeze or something.
Yeah, because you sneeze.
Your eye waters. It's not
I've
like
had that,
at all.
Where like one will start curling
it's very
out.
Very interesting, because it's like all at
you
once.
You gotta get it out.
Huh. Yeah, I've learned not to, like, I've learned to pull them out without my eyes watering so I can see my...
Drive.
Like, and see what that hair looks like.
Oh, well, when she pulls it out, then she goes to check it out, and there's, like, fucking boogers and
hair,
and it's like a fucking, it's like modern art.
And you're like, all the smoke.
Like, that's a good one.
All the smoke from the casino.
All the smoke from the casino.
Look at what it's filtered through. He was sick this week, and he said he felt better once his lungs got into the smoke of the casino.
Opens them right up.
Yeah. Didn't you say that?
Nothing's really coming to mind.
Okay. Because a bachelor doesn't count.
I know. Like, I don't, like, obsessively watch
What about, like, a habit or something that you like? I have another weird one. I love cleaning my ears.
That did kind of cross my mind that I'm like, oh, I'm constantly, like, I clean them, like, once or twice a day, and then I swear, I feel like...
Yeah.
She has little, metal digger tools.
Yeah, I have, like, thing that I bought.
Okay.
My dad uses his car keys.
Yeah.
And he'll rattle around in there and then look at the tip of the car
key. Do that, and then you smell it.
No, I don't do that part. You do
and
that with
you
your
gotta,
belly
like,
button.
You gotta get your belly button.
He does that all the time. And then he goes, you know what, never
And then she likes to think it's gross. Like, ew, gross.
So
he goes,
and then I'm like, you stick your mouth where I pee.
Oh my god, he says that all the time.
That's my friends and I snuck into a heated swimming pool with this elderly couple, and they couldn't hear us. And I can remember jumping in.
Wait. You snuck into a heated pool?
In the backyard of an elderly couple.
Okay, they
were in the pool.
No.
Oh,
it sounded like
they
were in the pool.
No, they were asleep in their house.
You were Marco Poloing with them, and they
they were like on the other end. They didn't hear us.
No. They're in the house. They didn't hear us, so we snuck in. It was late at night. And as soon as I jumped into the water, I realized I couldn't hear. Like, you can hear the whoosh of the water. Couldn't hear. And I get back out of the pool. I'm completely deaf in both ears. And I was like, okay, I got some water in my ear.
Oh,
that's okay. No. it was 100% wax. And I got out of the pool, and I, like, can remember, like, you know, you stick your finger in your ear and you wiggle it around. It was, like, squished into my ear. And I pulled it out, and it was black. And I got home and tried to Q-tip it out. Nothing. Like, it was completely packed full. And so, the next day, I was able to hear a little bit out of one ear by the end of the night. The next day, I went to the doctor, and they immediately took me back and flushed my ears. Which means they filled up a trough, like a little, like, dish full.
Like an animal.
No,
trough.
Like a
it's
little
like
dish.
A little peanut.
Yeah, a little peanut thing.
Yeah.
They filled one up full of hot water, and I think they used hydrogen peroxide and rubbing alcohol. And they took a syringe without the tip on it, and they squirted it in my ear.
Yeah.
They irrigated my ear.
Yeah.
And then they showed me everything that came out of
oh
it.
Oh, my God.
They asked me if I wanted to see it, and of course I was like, fuck yeah, I want to see what's in there.
Yeah, I would too.
Well, the reason I was like that in the first place is from overly cleaning my ears.
Oh.
From sticking Q-tips in my ears and compacting
ear
wax.
That's why I use the tool.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's why I stick my ear in the shower.
Oh, you just go like that?
I let it run through my ear.
So, oh, really?
Contrary to that, I use Q-tips all the time and have for years and dig in there. And at the place where I work, they have a health and safety fair. And there's a guy with the ear thing and a camera, and he's looked in my ears, and there's no wax in there. Mm-hmm. None.
Maybe you need to, like...
But I think as a kid, sometimes, like, you don't, like, understand the concept of, like, getting in there and swabbing it. You just, like, think you're, like, cleaning it by going like that, and
Oh, my God, when you stick it in so far, and you're, like, you can feel it in your knees.
Oh, I've done that before. I'm like, oh, my God, I broke my ear.
Like, I know. I know. I broke my ear.
I'm talking about that tickly feeling where you're, like, goo.
Oh, have you guys ever done that earwax candles?
Really?
Those are
eargasm.
We should totally do
those.
I
heard they don't do anything.
Well, they pull a lot of stuff out.
No, actually,
is that the wax on the candle?
Yeah, I read.
That's what I thought it was.
I watched
it's
a video.
Totally creepy.
I watched a video where it wasn't actually earwax inside of that. Like they unraveled it and it was something else.
I don't know, because I've done it before and I've gotten like more or less. Like it's not always like
I've never
consistent.
Done it. How does it work? You hold.
You have to like light this tube.
And it's the bottom of it
and you
goes
like
on your ear.
Your side and
yeah.
You hold this flame up to your. And it's really scary.
And at the bottom of the candle is supposed to, stuff's supposed to
it's
suck
like,
it out.
It pulls it,
yeah.
The heat, like the heat of the fire, and creates a kind of a vacuum, and it
there's
warms
no
it
heat
and pulls
at the
it
bottom.
Out.
I know, that's what...
Speaking of the top.
Yeah, but they're small. They're little shorty candles.
Speaking of the suction, I heard a story of a... Am I ruining this? What did I...
No, a great segue.
Just speaking of suction.
Speaking of suction, let's talk about nut suction. So I heard, I read that a guy stuck his, a testicle over a glass beer bottle.
Oh, God.
And somebody lit a lighter underneath it.
Ooh, it worked.
And it sucked his testicle inside of that beer bottle. Foop. Right in there. Yeah. How would you get that out? Ugh.
Break.
Yep, you gotta
break
it.
Yeah, how do you get that out?
And break it.
You gotta go to the ER, and then
you
become a urban legend.
Oh my gosh, I know.
And they get, like, this old guy named Sawyer to come in and glass cut that thing off your nut.
So,
you're like, why would you do that? Just because you were being
stupid?
You're
back in for another 12 hours, just relax.
You weren't trying to get bigger.
You have a haberdashery, though.
I didn't do it. Why are you looking at me, Christine?
I'm just not. As a man, why are you doing that? The girls do it to make their lips bigger. They're like,
do they?
They do this thing where they like put something on their lips and suck it in so that the Kylie Jenner thing.
Yeah, I've known those girls.
That.
They do that on their vagina too.
Like there was this thing for a while where girls would suction their lips with.
No.
Their
and, like,
lips,
I can't do that to my
suction pump.
The lips on their mouth and make them bigger.
And their vagina.
So, Jeff, you know how you were saying you love to see people get, like, the zits popped, like, blackhead and stuff? So, I've gone one step further in disgusting shit, and I follow an uncensored nurse's site on Facebook.
Oh, no.
And it is full-on broken bones and surgery and people getting their hands stuck in meat grinders. And one was a heart surgery where they pulled a blood clot out. And you guys, I thought a blood clot was a tiny little thing that's like, the heart's like, oh, it's a little blood clot. Oh, God. No, they cut your heart open and they stick like pliers in there and pull it out, and it is a foot and a half long. It looks like it's the congealed as hard as a gummy worm.
Ew.
There, yeah. I didn't realize blood clots were that
bad. I just ate fried chicken, dang it.
It was delicious.
I've seen blood clots the size of livers. And I used to be security at a hospital, so I saw like eyeball removal from the eye bank. Super interesting.
Like, you watch somebody get their eyeball removed?
Yeah. People that donate their eyes to science after they're dead.
Oh, after they're dead.
The eye bank comes in, and they have a whole process, and I'd be like, hey, man, can I watch? And they're like, sure.
Oh, my gosh, I'd be passed out on the floor.
Me too.
Like, it took all my strength to learn how to draw blood at work, and I hate, to this day, I don't do it anymore, but, it was, I'm powered through it. I can't imagine watching an eyeball get removed.
I had a friend that did all the cadavers. He transported all the cadavers for Missouri University and would have to, so it's not like they take a head to one department. They take a head to one department, and they do their work. And then they take it to another department that does, cheeks, and they do work. And then another department where they do necks, and they do work. So, it's
Swiss
just, like...
cheese by the end.
Yeah, one person works on eyes, another place will work on the nose, and, a head will go to, 50 different... And they really respect those people. They treat them with respect. But there's a book I probably talked about on the podcast. We've done so many podcasts, I have no fucking clue what I've talked about.
You say the same thing every week.
I know. I always
you always say something I've never heard before.
There's a book by Mary Roach, and it's called Stiff. It's The Interesting Life of Cadavers, and it talks about how they got cadavers before it was legal to get cadavers, where they would dig dead decomposing bodies up. Or kill people.
Kill people back in, 14, 15
years.
So they could... research them for...
And how much respect that people in the medical field give to cadavers now. Mm-hmm. If you make fun of that cadaver, you're out of there. Mm-hmm. Or they'll give little names for it and have little ceremonies. And, because they don't have names attached to them, they really respect those cadavers.
Well, as Thomas Dolby once said, science!
I don't know who Thomas Dolby is.
She blinded me with science. Oh. Boop, boop, boop.
She blinded me with science.
Good heavens, Mrs. Yakamoto, you're beautiful.
Oh my god. Anyways, quirky habits.
Yeah.
Well, I came up with some shit to talk about. What do you guys got?
I know. Well, I liked yours. I got nothing.
So, I've got an exciting weekend planned.
That sounds good.
A really exciting week.
Good topic.
So, I'm off of work tomorrow for my my youngest birthday party. And then I am off Thursday and Friday and Saturday. I'm going to the coast.
Next week?
I've got a coast, an oceanside hotel.
You and your sweetie?
Nice.
Yeah, me and my sweetie.
Yay.
And then I work Saturday. I'm off Saturday. I work Sunday evening. I work Sunday, and then Sunday evening, I go to Portland to watch Hot Water Music and stay in the night. That's at Doug Fir Lounge, which is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been there.
We'll
have to go.
Yeah.
And then right across the street from Doug Fir Lounge is a place called the Jupiter Hotel. We're staying in the Jupiter.
Oh. It's not across the street. It's on the same lot.
No, we're staying in Jupiter next. The Jupiter is a boutique hotel where they have really nice rooms and shared communal bathrooms and showers. And then there's another building right across, like, catacorner from it called Jupiter Next.
Oh.
And it's, like, more high-end rooms. So, I called, like, I looked online, and it was like, rooms are only $109. I was like, that's great. Well, after you pay for everything, and you figure in parking, and, yeah, seriously,
yeah.
It was $170 or $180.
Yeah.
So, I gave him a phone call, and he was like, I got you, basically. The guy at the front desk and got it down to, like, around that price total.
Cool. Oh, sweet. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah.
So basically what you're telling us is you are not going to be here next week for the podcast.
I might call in. I might have to call in for the podcast.
That's what Jeff got.
Are we
going to
hear the roar of the ocean?
Even, yeah.
Like, you're going to be like,
I didn't even think of that. I was like, oh, cool, you're going to the ocean.
Yeah. I know.
You should go to the aquarium.
Always thinking about
it's so fun.
You.
The ladies were like, well, that sounds so fun. We're so proud of you. Jeff is like, you're not going to be here.
There's your Jeff impression.
You're missing the podcast.
Yeah. So I guess that means that we need to have a special guest next week.
I know.
You know.
So if you'd like to be a special guest on our podcast next week, why don't you give us an email at.
Speaking of your impression of me, I was talking to my
Jeff's
kid's
control,
mom.
Like that.
She initially came up with that. She used to imitate me on the phone. Be like, hey, this is Jeff.
Who did? Sorry, I missed that.
Barb.
Barb, okay.
My kid's mom.
I was listening to Chris.
And so I was telling her today that you, without ever having known her or talked to her, do the very same impression, and she thought it was most hilarious. Oh, this is Jeff.
Two people that know you and used to love you.
Used to.
I thought you said you still love you. I'm like, wow, that was kind of harsh.
Because yeah, you're the only one.
Oh, you still love you.
It was a joke.
These are jokes, people.
I joke, people.
Well, that'll be fun. Good. We have an exciting day planned tomorrow.
Yes, and I wanted to extend an invitation to you.
I didn't know if you wanted to go.
I'm kind of, well, let's hear it.
Well,
because I have plans.
Oh, okay.
But
we were just thinking you should come to one of them. We have our first season.
Oregon State
Oregon
University
State
Women's
season
Gymnastics.
What time? I think it's 1 o'clock in Corvallis.
It starts at 1.
Yeah.
What do you guys have? Do you only have two? Do you have four tickets?
Well, we have two, but there
are
two,
but it's
buy
general
admission.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's definitely
sold
not sold out.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, they do sell out like when it's like the state or not the like conferences and stuff when there's like
regional.
Multiple meet and the regionals and the like the finals and all that, but not like a general meet won't be sold out.
Yeah.
But maybe one of these weekends you could come with
yes,
us.
Yes, I really want to do that.
Yeah. And I have an extra clear bag you can borrow.
Oh, perfect.
Did you hear that story about the bag? Have we talked about that on the podcast?
I don't think so.
So, like, they have this thing where, like, I think a lot of sporting events, especially at collegiate level and et cetera, you have to bring a clear bag. Like, your purse has to be clear.
Yes.
So they can make sure you don't have weapons and stuff. And the last two times we've gone, I have forgotten that, oh, shoot, I can't bring my purse in there. So we get parked, we walk down, we get almost to the front of the building. I'm like, oh, darn it. So we, like, go all the way back to the car, put my purse in the car and come back. So I was joking this time, hey, I have my clear bag. He goes, are you going to remember to bring it or are we going to turn back?
Yeah.
So I'm off tomorrow. But
you can come. We get the party.
I got the party.
Yeah.
Party. I think it's from, like, 11 to 1, though.
Well, we're going to probably leave here at like 11.
Yeah, I like to get there early because you can watch them warm up.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I can make that. I've got a...
it's okay.
I have a Trader Joe's date with my friend.
Well, that sounds fun.
TJ.
Yeah. And then...
Officer D.
And then we're going to work on the email.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to set some boundaries tomorrow through an email because I can't do it face-to-face.
Well, yeah, and this is going to be the first use of, in Christine's own words, air quote, best Christmas gift ever.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah, you guys should enjoy that together. Yeah. What else are your plans tomorrow?
I don't know. We don't have
I thought you said you have multiple plans.
What?
You like, said we're doing two things.
No, he said multiple.
He did, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and then tomorrow night I'm actually going to Rudy's Steakhouse here in Salem.
I've never been there.
You know what?
Yeah, you have.
Not Rudy's. Not Rudy's.
What's that place?
I hear it's really bad. You're thinking of the Da Vinci. No. The Italian place?
Da Vinci's?
No. The steak place.
We have never been to Rudy's.
We went to the.
We've been to Russell's.
We went to the bar for happy hour.
Oh, yes. The one time. I forgot. God. I totally forgot that was Rudy's Steakhouse. Sorry. Sorry. It's really good food. That's what I hear.
She gets excited really easy.
I have this,
yell at you, so
this sweet coworker, and she said today, I really have a hankering for a steak. I think I'm going to go out tonight and treat myself to a dinner at Rudy's all by myself. I was like, huh? Well, if you want to go tomorrow, I'll go with you.
Yeah.
She was like, okay.
Fancy.
So I'm going to go buy myself a really expensive steak tomorrow.
Yeah.
It is really expensive.
We went.
Yeah, I looked at the menu and I was like, why did I commit to this before? Because I was like, I'm getting a ribeye. And then I'm like, oh, that's $38 and $8 to park. I guess I'm going to walk by all the homeless people alone.
$8 to park?
I guess the valet is $8.
Just park in the structure.
I know, but aren't the homeless people all around there right now?
No.
It's fine.
I've never had a problem there.
Yeah, we parked there before.
I always park there.
We're talking about the restaurant across from JCPenney's, right?
Yeah, but you've been downtown lately, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I worked downtown. Yeah.
It's no different than it always has been.
This morning they were clearing them all out.
They did clear them all out. They weren't there when I came home, but I think they cleared into a different block.
Yeah. Probably in front of Rudy's.
I know, they're right in front of Rudy's. I'm keeping my leftovers. It's okay.
Yeah, they cleared out a bunch of the homeless people, and then they all moved around the mall.
Yes, they allowed them to camp on the strip
where there's no store.
Well, the what happened was they were allowed to camp, then they banned camping.
Yes,
and now they can still loiter on the sidewalk without a structure.
Yes, they're not allowed to put their tents up there.
So they basically tried to get rid of a problem without coming up with a solution.
I know.
They thought they came up with a solution, but then they didn't have a solution. But I'm going to say that I know that we could go on and on and on about homelessness.
I know.
And what is the solution and stuff. And I have so much compassion for those people. I donate to them monthly, like a homeless shelter. And they do terrify me because I think they're severely mentally ill, a lot of them are. But I do think that right now it seems like a major crisis because the ban just happened. Mm-hmm. But like a lot of communities that have a ban like that and like intact and enforce it don't have the problem that we have here with homelessness. Mm-hmm. So I think that in years to come, I don't know if it's necessarily a solution. They'll go somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
but like
why
if we,
it's bad where they're able to go. Because they can't go to these places anymore because
they're
gentrifying these areas and pushing them to other places. Like, I used to work in law enforcement, and they would give people bus tickets to towns that would accept them when they cause too much problems in this town.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing that for years.
For years, yeah.
So my concern is, they're, again, that's not a solution to the problem.
Right.
Moving them around.
It's a solution to the problem.
It's a solution to the problem in our community.
It's a solution.
It's like alcoholism. It's a temporary solution.
It's a solution if the problem is you don't want homeless people. There's still going to be homeless people. Like, those people are still going to be homeless.
You just won't see it anymore.
Yeah, you just won't see it. It's basically sweeping it under the rug.
Well, they have spent... Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, they have probably spent so much money just within the last month or two in the relocation, like four times. First it was in the park downtown, and they've all moved across. Probably spent tons of taxpayer dollars cleaning that all up.
Mm-hmm.
Then they were camping around it's a low income housing building that helps with that. So they're all camped around that, and then they brought in porta potties, pods where they could store things. Then they trashed it, moved him somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to give the play-by-play for it, but they've probably spent so much money just cleaning it up. Why don't we take this money and create a place where they can stay safely?
Well, that's the problem right now is they can't... That's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
And they're having a really hard time.
And use taxpayer dollars to put in porta-potties, have a place, have garbage disposal area.
I know, but it almost doesn't matter. They still don't... Like, when you I don't know.
They're going to be higher security.
It doesn't matter if you give them all these things. They still just...
I don't know.
Remember when we used to talk about poop?
I know.
I know.
Well, this
we
still
don't
has
usually,
to do with poop.
Yeah, seriously.
We don't usually talk about this kind of like political stuff. But
yeah.
It is concerning and it makes me sad. It just makes me sad as a community we can't do anything better for them.
I agree.
I mean, so, I work next to a homeless outreach center and it is like
horrible. I don't think it's like
dirty,
a housing
it's messy,
crisis. I think it's
poop
a,
up,
I think it's
poop
a drug problem. Time. I think it's a mental health.
I told you it had to do with poop.
Poop.
Jeff is shaking his head.
I know.
We should stop talking
back
about
in his
it.
Chair. He's like, we don't want to talk about this.
I know.
Hey, there was a podcast the three of us sat around and you like went off on something one time and I listened to it. What was it?
Me?
You and Christine did.
Was it political?
Was it my life?
And I was very uncomfortable and I didn't have Justin here to be uncomfortable with.
Was it the one where I got...
The children one.
Yeah,
yes,
I was going to say where I got on
like,
my sofa.
She has a voice her opinion about children, and so did you. I can't voice my opinion about the homeless. Like,
no, I think you can. I don't think we should curb... And if it's a topic you want to talk about, talk about it.
Yeah. I'm going to call the governor.
Well...
We're not allowed to... We can't talk about that.
here's my 2 cents on it. The reason that it's as... one of the reasons it's as bad as it is now is because... People cannot afford to live on jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a job and you cannot afford to live.
Mm-hmm.
So you end up homeless. Or you end up living in a friend helped you out situation that is horrible. And, the amount of people is greater due to this fact. You know, and eventually, like, if you work this job and you can't afford a house anymore, and so then you're in your car, and, you know, and then you're going to end up in these places, and then that, the number of people is greater.
Mm-hmm. There's also, unfortunately, a lot of the people that are homeless are struggling and need mental health, but they also, because they don't have insurance, they're self-medicating. And they end up becoming dependent and are choosing that life over when people open their doors and say, you can come in, but you like this is a drug-free environment. There are people who are so dependent on drugs, are so addicted, that they choose to live outside than to, you know, seek that help.
Buddy, I was one of those people. I would have been one of those people.
Yeah.
Because I can't drink here. I'm not fucking going there.
Yeah. Yep.
Or do, you know...
Whatever.
Smoke or inject or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's... I don't know why this keeps coming up for me, but remember when kids were eating Tide Pods and... everybody was on this whole, like, talking about how stupid fucking kids are. They're so fucking stupid they're eating Tide Pods. And I kept thinking to myself, yeah, like, that's all fun. You make fun of it until it's your kid. Like, I was a stupid kid. Like, I did stupid shit.
You would have eaten Tide Pods.
I might have.
But, I would have been like,
you know, it's all fun and games, and it's all like I have an opinion, and I fucking know, like the answer to this until it fucking happens to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's all fun and games until your fucking kid, like, it's does something fun. Stupid, and then there's a result that is hopefully not catastrophic. Like it's, you know, a bunch of people just sit around and they just fucking are keyboard warriors and they fucking, you know, meme makers, and it's like that's all fine and fun, but. Nothing's happening because of it. It's like we have a society of people not doing anything.
Yeah.
Except for...
Well, Corrine wants to call the mayor. Governor.
Yeah, I can't help
it.
I
want to...
I could probably get you a coffee date with a
senator. I think that it's like
senator.
A major social service issue. Like, I think it's that... And I think it's stemmed from addiction, mental health, you know, issues, and the housing crisis, as we call it. Like, and how... It's like Salem, Oregon. It's not that cool of a freaking town.
I know.
And,
well,
like...
Yeah.
The rent is outrageous.
The rent is like a crisis, not even beyond just...
I mean, it's like, I have a good job, and it's like, oh my God.
These people, like these poor people who make like $16, $17, $18 an hour if they're blessed, you either choose your apartment or you choose like What do you do? Like, you have a child. How do you afford daycare and an apartment and everything else at $18 an hour?
I'm going
to
say
the wages
you just said are $3 to $4
like,
higher than normal.
Than what you think they're making, yeah.
I'm going to say 60 to 80% of the population right now are, you know, 3 to 4 paychecks away from being in that position.
Yeah.
We're, like, most of us are living paycheck to paycheck and don't have savings.
Yeah.
I know. Hey, I'm... If I didn't have family to fall back on,
I'd
be a month without paycheck. I'd probably be in that situation.
I know. Many of us are, even those that are making more than that, what I talked about.
So it's hard for me to drive past all those people and not have empathy or think, what if that to me or my kids or a relative?
But there's all, like, I don't know about you, but there's also, like, when we talked about you, like, parking, valet parking, and parking the structure, you're like, well, what about the homeless people? Like, I also have this, there's a piece of me that's like, I don't want to have to deal with that.
I don't want to have to deal with it either. It's like, as a woman, I already have to deal with parking in a dark place alone, and then to throw.
But I'm just talking about, like, just them there.
You know, high, like, and mentally ill on top of it is like...
Well, you can have empathy for them and their situation, but also be aware of your personal safety.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that's all it is. It's nothing, you know?
Two different things.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what, you just don't know what kind of state they're going to be in. Especially if you're going out at night. You're going to be musing or whatever because it's nighttime and I don't know.
It's dark.
It's dark and you don't know if they have weapons or... There's been so much vandalism. I work next to a homeless outreach center. Just the other day, cars got broken into. Like, there's cars being broken into all over town just for the change that they can see in the through the window.
And I will say, I do believe that if something were to ever happen to me in a parking garage, the first person that would save me would probably be a homeless person rather than some rich white douchebag.
Oh, totally.
Completely off topic.
Yes.
Australia is added to the list of listeners.
Oh, I love you, Australia.
I feel so bad for Australia.
Hearts are breaking
right now,
for you.
Yeah, they're like, we're burning down. Might as well listen to this shit.
Damn it, I tried to change it to something.
That's right, what I thought you were going to bring up. You're like, well, while we're on this topic, let's talk about
I'm
all
obsessed
the
with the
done.
Koalas. I love animals.
Speaking of burning shit down, you always have a fire here when I'm here.
Oh, yeah, we don't
Where
have
do
one.
I'm going to the coast. Where can I buy firewood?
You just
want to
take
like
some
at a,
firewood.
Wilco? Where you see a thing that says firewood for sale.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
All the
anywhere where you're going to go buy wood is going to be fucking
so
super pricey.
Yeah.
Why don't you just back your Subaru up and we can go steal some from
the weather. Help you. Yeah, it's being poured on.
I don't know. I don't know.
We'll have to figure that out.
Are you thinking because you want to build a fire on the beach?
Yeah.
Oh, well, just go to a beach that's got a lot of driftwood.
I know, we did it. Did we bring... Oh, we brought wood to her.
Buy one bundle for $4 or $5 to start it and then drag some driftwood.
Yeah, also, listeners.
Listeners.
This is Jeff.
This is Jeff.
Hey, this is Jeff speaking. We are going on an offsite together as a group.
Yeah.
A band called Samadams. Salmon Dams.
Shamalama.
I'm going to spell it for y'all. It's S-A-M-A space D-A-M-S. Watch a video.
Well, they're really awesome.
That's your homework, kids. And we're going to see them at the space. And it's going to be good. So you should go if you have a time machine. You can, after this podcast comes out, go back in time to the space in Salem.
Well,
Oregon.
This is the second time they had a show there. So I imagine they frequent the space.
Jeff and Christine and I saw them on the patio, which they don't do patio shows. Yeah. We saw them outside and it was fucking amazing.
They're really good.
If you do have a time machine, then you can come back and be a special guest on the show and come with us.
Yes!
And like win a trip to Samadam show with J2K Podcast.
If you have a time machine, we will buy your ticket.
That's right. You should have knocked on the door about an hour ago.
The drinks are on me.
If you have a time machine, you should be using your time machine to make yourself lots of money like Biff did in Back to the Future.
If you have a fucking time machine and you're coming to the show, you're fucking late.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
It is. They are late. So
you're fucking
all of a sudden
late.
It's like,
Joe Schmo with a time machine. Sorry I'm late.
The Doritos.
Are we going to the show? You got any more chicken? I know I'm sciencey and stuff, but thought I'd go to this concert with you.
Joe Schmo, we're saving that chicken to put on our vegan nachos.
Oh, yeah, so the place we're going to is, they serve vegan food. And Jeff said he was stopped by the store to get chicken for us. And Kareen's like, is it to go on our salad? Are we going to put it on our nachos?
No, nachos, not salad.
Don't dig up the fucking chicken salad again.
I know. It's always going to be the chicken salad.
Well, it started yesterday.
He's just mad because he missed the chicken salad. Let's have chicken salad on Friday night since Justin's not going to be here.
Well, he's also supposed to be making us mac and cheese.
It's easy to do, too. I've got all the ingredients at home.
Yeah.
Well, it's not any good over there.
Next Friday. Text me and remind me next Friday.
We'll do.
Well,
I think we've prattled on long enough.
What?
Ooh, 50 minutes.
Ooh.
Ooh. 50 minutes even.
Ranger Jeff.
Emails at work describing plans, and I try to make them like really catchy, and I printed out this power, this like sheet of power words. And it sure makes it so much fun. I might need a little practice here.
Power words?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay, wait, I can't remember that second one. Okay.
Da-da-da. That's not it.
Jay.
Is that right? Wait.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Wait. Oh. Why can't I remember this?
This. 1, 2, 3, 4, J, 2, K, J, 2, K.
We're going to a concert tonight, and it's going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah, man.
Fuck it up.
If you have a time machine, you can't come too.
But you're late.
You're fucking late, dude.
We still have chicken.
J2K.
J2K.
If you're homeless, we love you. We're still kind of scared of you, but we love you.
And save the koalas in Australia.
Exactly.
Come on in and join us at the J2K podcast.
Let's go see Simon Downs.
All right, Kevin.
He sounds like Kermit the Frog.
What's your name?
You guys got a sandwich?
Your name's Kevin?
It's Kermit.
Kermit?
We don't have sandwiches in the future. They outlawed bread.
We all have celiac.
But homelessness is legal, though. So we're on all the social medias. At J2K Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Come hang out with us on Twitter. It's pretty fun. And
shoot us a goddamn email.
Come on, guys.
I haven't got any
us.
Emails.
It's J2KPodcast@gmail.com.
Email us.
Yeah. Quit sending me private messages on Instagram. Just send us all a
email.
Matt Koala 3 days ago with bloody palms from the fire sent us an email. And you can't? You should be ashamed.
Matt.
There goes our Australia listeners.
I know.
Kareen will have dinner. Kareen will have dinner with you, Matt, but it has to be here at the podcast for you to be a guest, and you can make us dinner.
Okay, that sounds good.
Because Matt wants to be back on again, and if I know Matt would listen to the end, so he'll see this. So
yeah,
that stuff. What else is going on?
That's it. We're out.